Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm glad you're here. If you've been listening already, thank you for that. We consider that a sign of high intelligence. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Look what you got to look forward to. We're going to call you smart. Just because you're listening, you're going to be smart. You're going to get a lot smarter, too, because Ray Keating is with us. Ray's chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, an organization I've been telling you about since I began this show back in 97. He also is the author of a number of books, including the By the Numbers book series, U.S. by the Numbers, D.C. by the Numbers, New York by the Numbers, and Sheboygan, Wisconsin by the Numbers. Isn't that right, Duran? Isn't that the new one?
I haven't quite gotten there. It's on the to-do list.
Sheboygan by the Numbers isn't out yet, huh? Okay. Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen. Ray, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Don't you just love that name, Sheboygan?
Sheboygan, maybe.
Yeah.
Did you
know there are two Sheboygans?
I did not know that.
There's one in Michigan and one in Wisconsin. As they say up there, Wisconsin.
I suddenly feel like Ed McMahon or something. I did not.
Yeah,
know that.
Yeah.
Or
and
Johnny Carson, excuse me.
Exactly. No, this is where do you think I learned all this stuff, Ray? but one of them starts with a C and one starts with an S.
Well, there you go.
You just can't go through. You just can't go through life without hearing. And you know, you don't get stuff like this anywhere else. This is Ray. This is valuable stuff. You know, I mean, you got to come to the Small Business Advocate Show to get this kind of hot news.
Absolutely. I don't know where else we could get it.
Hey, Ray, what's the hot news on small business and in the economy?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm a little concerned. You know me, I'm an upbeat guy, but I have some concerns when you're looking at what's going on several fronts of the economy, on economic growth, on inflation. You know, there's some things I think to be concerned about as we look ahead.
You know, I heard John Kerry speak last Tuesday. Karen was there. Karen Kerrigan, your boss over at the SBE Council, and one of my good friends. And as we were in D.C. last week for our annual pilgrimage for Small Business Week, she and I both were there when Senator Kerry spoke, and he sounded a little bit like you.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah. Would you like to change your tune now, Ray?
Well, I'm looking at the numbers, and you know, if you take, let's take economic growth, number one. You know, real GDP growth has not been up to par, up to snuff, when you look at five of the last six quarters. And obviously, yeah. the first quarter of 2007, we saw that growth came in, real GDP growth came in at 1.3%. That's pretty darn bad. But,
yeah.
You know, that follows on three quarters of subpar growth.
What were the other three quarters?
Well,
we'll be the judge of whether it's subpar.
Right,
just give us the number, Ray.
In the fourth quarter of 2006, it was 2.5%. The third quarter was 2%. And in the second quarter, it was 2.6%.
Yeah.
Now what should we be doing? Well, if you look at average, you know, the average quarterly real GDP growth over the last about half century, we should be averaging about 3.6%. So I don't think we're up to our potential. And to make it even a little more put it a little more in perspective, that 3.6% includes recessions. You factor out recessions, because we're in a recovery right now. Mm-hmm. Where should we be on average for recovery expansion? Well, that's over 4% then.
Big of a hit has construction, has the real estate
Housing.
Thing?
Housing.
Yes. But now, you know what? I didn't say housing, though. And I didn't say housing intentionally, because my experts in this area say it's not just housing, it's construction.
Right. Well, residential. Yeah. I mean, in
No, 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 no. They're talking about commercial, too.
Well, let me get to that. There's some concerns as well there, but
I don't want to get ahead of you. But I'm just saying it's their concerns are not just residential.
Right, but that's where the big problems come in.
Right.
But you're right to look at...
Because it affects the consumers more quickly.
Well, it affects the bottom line with economic growth. It affects consumers. But you're also correct to look at, to be concerned about that non-residential investment as well. And that is reason for concern because it has slowed down. If you look at structures, non-residential structures, it grew in the first quarter, but not very robustly, and the fourth quarter was almost flat. So there are concerns there as well. So I think, again, you know, there's kind of this notion that everything's hunky-dory right now. But
you know,
I think
Ray, you're bumming me out, man.
I'm sorry.
You're bumming me out. I was hoping you'd lift me up a little bit here.
And
stand by. We're
going to
take a quick break. I'm gonna have a word with Ray on the break and see if I can't get him lifted up a little bit here, get him a little bit more excited. 20 Tails, stay with us. We'll be right back.
We skip the light, Fandango.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an amoeba.
An amoeba.
Uh-oh, got a split.
We're back. It's 17 till. That's Tony Williams of the Platters. That is definitely from the Wayback Machine. It's good to have you back, folks. Thanks for staying with us. We're visiting with our good friend Ray Keating, and I tried my best, folks. I worked really hard on the break to try to get Ray up a little bit, and I don't think it worked. I am a positive guy. You ordinarily are, but you're a little bit down on me today. And
well, I'm just looking
at the numbers. But you're an economist. You're an economist, and you just call it like you see it.
I'm just looking at the numbers, my friend.
Yeah. And the numbers aren't great, but what are we going to do about it? I mean, we talked about construction. We talked about housing and how that's kind of pulling things down a little bit. I wonder how much of all the housing thing, though, Ray. And there are other numbers out there, Ray, like 4.3 unemployment, like 2 million jobs that are going wanting. There's other things out there that don't track with a 1.6% growth. Are we talking ourselves into a recession, Ray?
Well, no, I certainly hope we're not.
We can, though, can't we?
Well, certainly. I mean, but you got to deal with the reality that's in front of you. And to the other part of the equation is that the trade numbers in that first quarter GDP growth weren't pretty either. Export growth was actually down, and import growth was pretty sluggish. The fourth quarter of 06 was down in terms of imports, and that reflects what we're doing here at home. Well, you know, demand and demand for investment, demand for goods, and growth was kind of slow in the first quarter. So that's kind of the GDP picture. You have a good point about employment. Employment has been pretty rock solid, and that's a good story. But you also have to. So I certainly acknowledge that, and you're going to get conflicting signals when you're growing. You know, 1.5-2%. You're going to have some things that are good, some things are bad. But you know, the other part of the equation here. There's two other parts of it that make me worry. Continue to worry. Is that we have this slowdown in economic growth, but we're getting a pickup in inflation.
Yeah,
and
that does worry me a little bit. You're not saying that we're heading toward the stagflation thing, but we are moving in that direction, aren't we?
Well, you know, there are two schools of thought when you look at inflation. There's the school that's wrong. And they say that,
and that's everybody else but us, right?
That's right. They say economic growth and job creation those things create inflation. We hear that all the time. I mean, you flip on television, a talking head, the so-called.
That's the Phillips curve, folks, right?
Right, the Phillips curve. They spout this stuff off, and of course they're dead wrong.
But haven't we killed? Haven't we squashed those guys?
No, they're there. They keep
saying it over
and over again. It drives me nuts because you still hear this.
Are they the guys who still don't believe that the dynamic scoring and supply side economics doesn't work?
Yes, that's exactly the group, and unfortunately they still outnumber us in many areas.
Yeah.
But
in other words, they don't believe their own eyes is what you're saying.
That's right. The rest of us that understand this. We understand, you know, the old basic definition of inflation is too much money chasing too few goods. So economic growth is good to counter inflation. So it shouldn't surprise us when we see a slowdown in economic growth that you'll see an uptick in inflation. And in fact, you know, pick your poison here in terms of which indicator. There's CPI and during the first 3 months of 2007, that people aren't noticing this. It's running at 4.7% annual rate. The GDP price deflator is running at about 4%. Another one that the Fed likes, it's a personal consumption expenditures price index. It's a long-winded name, but that's running at about 4%.
We don't understand any of that, Ray.
Well, the point is that inflation is here. It's a real issue that we have to deal with.
I agree with you, and that is one thing that I'm concerned about too. And how much of that do you think is involved with petroleum? I mean, you know, they can. I don't like it when they say, you know, net of crude oil, net of petroleum, net of energy. Well, you know what? We can't. My life isn't net of energy. It's there. I'm having to pay for it.
That's another one of those silly things that economists do. And it's like saying, okay, ignore food and energy, and other than that, there's no inflation.
That's right. If I go into the emergency room with a gunshot wound, you know, and they say, you know what, basically, you know, you're doing pretty good except there's a hole in your side.
Exactly. I mean, and you know what, that's not, when you factor out issues like that, it's not inflation anymore. Inflation, by definition, is the general price level.
Right.
So you have to really.
How much of inflation you think is caused by petroleum?
Oh, it's certainly
the energy issue
factors in there. But what causes inflation is again money supply versus money demand. So while the rise in energy prices causes headaches and it makes a tougher job for the Fed, it's still the Fed that ultimately calls the shots here. And you also have to get, you know, which comes first, you know, you get your horse and your cart straight there, because the dollar has been declining since its peak in 2002. So you have to understand that. So that dollar decline, guess what, is going to translate into or feed into the price, the inflation price of crude oil. Mm-hmm. And it's obviously going to play a big part in inflation. So what we got
here in layman's terms is we've got inflation going up, we got the economy going down, and the main tool that the government can use to help with inflation, with help with the economy, is lowering interest rates. They can't do that because that might fuel inflation, right?
That's where we got to go next. That's the next step, Jim, in our discussion here. What do we do about this?
Yeah.
And it's a problem when we get growth and inflation, when we talk about everything being on the backs of the feds. We have to get the jobs straight.
Exactly. And also liquidity. I want you to talk to us about that when we come back. Have we got too many dollars in the marketplace? Too much cash in the marketplace? We'll get Ray to complete that thought with us right after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Ray Keating is our guest. He's chief economist with Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council.
Aflac for Small Business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm a flea.
A number of different ways that you can listen, and you can take our interviews with you. Burn them on a CD, put them in your car, put them in your iPod. Lots of good stuff there, lots of brand new stuff this week. And also, don't forget to check out our new website, the Knowledge Base, askjim.biz. Small Business Answers Now. Check that out when you get a chance. Ray Keating is our guest. He's all over our websites. He's chief economist with Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. That's SBE Council with a C.org, right?
Correct. Right, Ray? And all sorts of good stuff on our website. It's updated almost daily.
Good stuff, exactly. And the books, U.S. by the numbers, D.C. by the numbers, New York by the numbers, and a couple of more books coming out before too long. Ray, I had to take a Prozac during the break there. You got me so depressed here. I was talking about the Fed. You know, the Fed has in general done a pretty good job over the years, but they have made their mistakes, in my opinion. They've underreacted, they've overreacted, and you know, in aviation, when you underreact and overreact, you get a condition called porpoising, where the plane gyrates wildly from one end to the other and up and down, and they've been doing a little porpoising.
Fed's very good at that.
But I wonder if they've gotten themselves into a little bit of a bind. You know, they got into a bind two or three years ago when they thought we were going to have deflation, and they lowered Fed funds rate to 1%. Have they gotten themselves into another bind right now?
Well, they do very much tend to overshoot. That's kind of the history of the Fed ever since we got off of gold. But, yes, I think there is a problem here with the Fed itself. If you look at Mr. Bernanke, since he took over and you look at the monetary indicator, the money supply indicator that they have the direct control over, it's called the monetary base.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of been up and down. It started going up at a pretty fast rate, then it evened out, then it was up again, then it evened out. So he's kind of all over the place. So I'm concerned about that because, you know, we had Mr. Greenspan for those so many years, and now, you know, we've had this shift, and I don't think it's clear to the market and to the other people, you know, other actors in the economy, how good of a job Mr. Bernanke's going to do.
We got mixed reviews on Mr. Bernanke, but what does all this mean to to small business out there, right?
Well, Mr. Bernanke's got to still prove himself, is my bottom line.
He also needs Mr. Greenspan to shut up, too, doesn't he?
You're right. That's true, isn't it? But in terms of what it means, I think, well, what do we do about this? We got, you know, the slower growth. We've got inflation problems. What do we do? Well, the problem is that a lot of people put too much on monetary policy. They want the Fed, as if the Fed can do everything. The Fed can... Mm-hmm. can deal with inflation, and the Fed can make the economy grow. Well, that's wrong to think of it that way. The Fed needs to be focused on price stability. Their sole concern should be on getting that under control. If they do that, that's good for the economy overall.
But are prices kind of stable right now?
Are what?
I mean, I know we got some inflation, right. I mean, but if you took away petroleum,
can't do it.
Which they have no control over. Wouldn't we have a lot more stable pricing?
No, I don't think you can say that because ultimately it's monetary policy that's going to decide the overall price level.
Yeah.
As we just said, that the inflation numbers have not been good.
What is inflation right now? 2.5?
No, that's the thing. If you're looking at CPI, it's running at the first 3 months and an annualized rate is running at 4.7%. You look at the GDP price deflator, it's running at 4%. So we're in the 4.5% range here.
And below 2% on growth.
Yeah, so this is...
Blew right over my stagflation comment a while ago.
Well, no, but the other thing is, what do we do to get the... So the Fed has got to be dealing with the inflation issue and getting that issue right. But what do we do about the economic growth side of things? And that's where we should be turning to the President and Congress. And quite frankly, I'm not seeing...
We're not getting leadership out of either one of them on that front, are we?
Exactly. I'm not seeing pro-growth policies here. I'm not seeing many positives when I'm looking ahead on taxes, on regulation, on trade issues.
Raising minimum wage.
Right. Exactly. I'm not seeing pro-growth policies here. So this is, again, I don't think we're necessarily skidding into a recession or anything, but these are issues that are very, very real concerns to small business owners, to entrepreneurs, to investors.
While our politicians are playing politics.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
That's what's going on right now. And you know, Ray, you just got me bummed out, buddy. You know, ordinarily, you're just a breath of fresh air, but you got me, you know, you're about to rough me up a little bit today.
I'm sorry, Jim.
You just call it like you see it, though, don't you, Ray?
That's it. That's the bottom line.
Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen. We can't do without him. Ray, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks, Jim. Take care.
We'll see you. Ray Keating, Chief Economist with Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. That's sbecouncil.org, an organization that I always like telling you about. Go to their website, folks. Check it out. You won't be disappointed. I'm Jim Blassingame. I got to go for this hour.
Thank you, and we're back. You know, when it comes to fighting crime, he's never going to roll over. He's McGruff the Crime Dog.
Roll over. You're okay, Joy.
Thanks.
And I got two words to make.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.